Schools are cash-strapped. We know that. They've been cutting the arts, sports, any after-school activities. But now they're cutting a day. Now, four-day school weeks have been around since the 1930s, but mostly in rural areas where the cost of fueling buses for students is so high. And now the Washington Post reports that nearly 300 school districts across the country have cut a school day from the week to save money. One is in North Branch, Minnesota, 50 minutes north of St. Paul in Minneapolis. We want to see how they're doing there. Deb Henton is superintendent of the North Branch Area Public Schools. Superintendent Henton, when did you start this?
We've been implementing the four-day school week for about 2 years, and we did this because we've had the lack of funding from the state and also the fact that we are not able to pass what is called an excess operating levy in our school district. We've tried 8 times and failed, and so we must exist on the basic funding that is provided by the state. We wanted to maintain as many teachers as we could in the classroom, to maintain class size that was as reasonable as it could be, and this is one of the great savings that we were able to come up with.
Okay, you talked about a few things there. First of all, you talked about these levies that you've tried to pass 8 times. These are taxes. These, you know, are tax increases so that people would pay into the schools, and some people might say to you it's, you know, blood from a stone. Was that the case? Because we understand that one of the reasons that you're having to turn to residents is that, you know, with the down economy, you've had a lot of businesses close, and that shifts a lot of this tax burden from commercial businesses to the residents.
Well, that is partly the case, Robin, but we've been trying to pass a levy since 2002, and times were really good here in 2002, and this was a growing community. So in both good times and bad, our voters have said no, they don't want to increase their property taxes to pay more to the schools. One of the main problems is if you go to another area where there's a lot of businesses and there's a more denser population, the taxes are more spread out.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't cost those property owners as much as it would cost property owners in my district. And our districts, our voters are very savvy, and they're aware of that, and they know that the state should adjust the formulas and that they should provide more equity to the school districts, and they don't, and the state hasn't tackled that issue.
Well, but we do read in the Minnesota Post that in 2003, the state did begin a takeover of some school finances to try to bring property tax relief, but the state's contributions to schools has dropped 13% since then because the state felt hit.
Yep, it's a very difficult situation. I'm caught in the middle of the kids. I've been a superintendent now. I'm in my 5th year in North Branch, and every single year I've cut 90 employees that are no longer contributing to the businesses in town, perhaps. And we've just seen a decline in enrollment because families are choosing to go to other districts where there's greater opportunities.
Well, as you know, there are people who are questioning this. I mean, you know that. You were on CNN, and they had an education expert, Steve Perry, who talked about how other countries are going in the opposite direction. They have kids going to school longer hours, not fewer hours. And that other schools that have done this, gone to a four-day week, are not showing any improvement.
Well, if I could just address Mr. Perry's comment about us going to school for fewer days, and he equates that to fewer hours. That's not true. In the state of Minnesota, you cannot be approved to do a four-day school week unless you offer identical minutes of instruction that you did in the past on a five-day week or more. And so we have not lost any minutes of instructional time. In fact, we've added a few minutes of instructional time. And with regard to the achievement data, research is pretty clear that achievement is not affected greatly. In fact, overall achievement remains flat.
But while you say that there's been no drop in achievement, you know parents have said and are quoted in the Washington Post story about your district that the hours may be longer, but that's tougher on the kids. And Steve Perry, again, the CNN education contributor, he's critical of longer school days because he says you could also think of longer school years. You could go longer into the summer.
There's a lot of research that indicates that a longer school day is beneficial to kids who need additional support. If they're able to stay after and take an enrichment course, that's a good thing. So I think that there's been kind of a little bit of a, for me, a double standard. Mm. We think it's okay for some kids, but not necessarily for all. We're certainly cognizant of the fact that the longer day has an effect on kids, and our teachers will tell you that they definitely plan their lessons in the afternoon a little bit differently. What I find interesting, too, is that sometimes people overlook the fact that we have the same instructional minutes and we're doing well with our student achievement, and we should be applauded for doing well efficiently with our use of taxpayer dollars.
But what about just the practical question? I'm sure sure people have, single-parent homes or homes where both parents are working. What happens to that child on that Monday off? You guys are taking Monday off. What happens?
What I hear happening most often is that the students are with oftentimes their grandparents, and they report liking that quite a bit. We've seen our actual numbers of students that are involved in child care in our school program before school and after school decline because families are able to be at home with their kids in the morning. They don't necessarily have to drop them off at daycare so they can get to work on time. And oftentimes they're at home before their kids get home at night. So for some families, it's a wash. And we're certainly concerned for those families on the Mondays where they both parents have to work, like you say, Robin. And we do offer opportunities for kids to be in school. We have something called Marvelous Mondays. They are fee-based activities, a nominal fee, but there is opportunities for kids to be involved in.
Well, again, you know, the Washington Post quotes parents who love it because they might have a parent who's not working and they get to spend more time, a three-day weekend with the kids. On the other hand, right off the bat, we meet little kids who had to go hang out at daycare with, they say, nothing to do and they'd rather go to school. But in the meantime, you've been doing this for 2 years. What savings have you seen?
Well, we have seen around roughly $250,000.
And that's a lot of money. But, you know, some would say, wow, is that the cost of a day of school? You know, a day of school, which should seem priceless.
It's very difficult in our situation. We wished that our state would fund us equitably and that we would have enough funding so that we didn't have to look at this option. But that's just not the case. And people can be very polarized about the subject. You know, the people that don't like the four-day week are pretty adamant about it. The people that really like it, they're pretty adamant about it, too. Mm-hmm. I have one business owner in town say to me that he used to hate Sundays because he knew he had to start, you know, settling his family down, getting ready for the week. He said, we love Sundays now. We love our three-day weekends.
On the other hand, I'm wondering if you've had parents who've said, come back at us with that levy, with that tax. I mean, had I known what we'd have to give up, I would pay more a year.
Oh, I heard that right away.
Yeah.
Give us the opportunity to let us try one more time for a levy. Well, they've had two opportunities now, and both have failed.
Yeah. That's Deb Henton, superintendent of the North Branch Area Public Schools in North Branch, Minnesota. 2 years ago, they made the decision, as she said, because they couldn't get any more taxes raised to help their financial problem. They went to a four-day school week. Superintendent Henton, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.